Hey, potential podcast listeners, let's talk about today's sponsor, Let's Get Checked.
Let's Get Checked makes professional health testing easy by letting you get tested without having to visit a healthcare provider.
You can order a testing kit that will be delivered to you in discreet packaging.
Once your sample arrives in the laboratory, confidential results will be available from your secure online account within 2 to 5 days. These results are reviewed by a clinician, and a member of the Let's Get Checked nursing team may call you to review your results.
And Let's Get Checked laboratories are CLIA approved and CAP accredited, which are the highest ranking levels of accreditation.
So, if you want to avoid an uncomfortable office visit or prefer the convenience and get tested at home, visit trylgc.com/potential and get 25% off your test using code POTENTIAL25.
Once again, that's 25% off your test by going to trylgc.com/potential using the promo code POTENTIAL25. Take charge of your physical health and well-being, and let's get checked.
Potential Podcast.
Reviewing the latest in movies, TV series, video games, books, and more. This is Potential Picks.
Hello, and welcome back to another edition of Potential Picks. I'm your host, Taylor Sokol, and joined by my fellow co-host and a gentleman among gentlemen, Chris Tour. Today's episode reviewing the action comedy television series, The Gentlemen. This is created by Guy Ritchie for Netflix and a bit of a spinoff or in the same universe as Ritchie's 2018 film of the same name. So when I heard about this, you know, when we heard about this series, we were both fans of Guy Ritchie, both really enjoyed The Gentlemen. I was very interested to see how this was going to tie in, if anything, or if it was going to still have that Guy Ritchie feel. Entertainment, and was very curious to see what we were going to get. So we're not going to give any spoilers here because we want you to enjoy it for yourself, but we'll talk about a couple fun attributes of the show. Chris, give us a brief synopsis of The Gentlemen series.
The Gentlemen, we're following Edward Horniman, who has unexpectedly inherited an estate of 15,000 acres and the title of Duke of Halstead at the reading of the last will and testament of his deceased father. He's not the oldest brother. He is the second oldest child. He learns that the land has become part of a weed-growing empire run by Susie Glass, and he must navigate a world of eclectic and dangerous characters with nefarious agendas while also trying to protect his home and stay alive. So, yes, we have Theo James starring in the show as Edward Horniman, Eddie, and with the passing of his father, they're at the reading of the will, and his sister gets something, you know, this person gets something, the caretaker gets something, and the oldest son is expecting to get everything else, and then everything else goes to him. And so that already causes kind of a little divide between him and his brother, but I only saw The Gentlemen once. I remember seeing it in theaters. I really enjoyed it. I remember loving that film, especially Hugh Grant, like, stole that film. And Guy Ritchie, he has this kind of, it's this energy of kind of these crime shows and movies where it's like, there's definitely humor. There's a lot of humor, and it's fast paced. You have to really kind of be paying attention. And it's the camera work that I think Guy Ritchie is very famous for, a little bit of slow-mo and, you know, very unique use of the camera. But I thought this worked so well for a series. One, you could stretch the story out a little bit more. Take your time with some of these characters. We get to really invest in these different, like, kind of crime assets. I mean, obviously, we have the family itself on the estate. And that's, I loved his brother was actually quite funny. We have Daniel Ings playing Freddie, who's the older brother who's definitely addicted to cocaine. And he just has, like, some really humorous things throughout the whole show. Vinnie Jones was great as the longtime, like, groundskeeper on the manor. It's actually kind of funny because, like, when Vinnie Jones was on, and then later you get Ray Winstone, who plays the father of Susie Glass. So he's kind of like the crime lord himself, but he's been in prison this whole time, and Susie's kind of running the show. with Vinnie Jones and Raywood Stone sometimes when they would talk, I was like, they sound so similar at times because you're like, look at these like greats, you know, on the screen. We have Kaia Scodelario as Susie Glass, who, I mean, she's been in a bunch of stuff the last couple of years.
Oh, yeah. Know? I mean, everything from Skins to Crawl.
Pirates and all this stuff.
Oh,
she's
yeah.
She's been quite climbing the ladder, and I thought she was great in this. I mean, what they do really well is they kind of play off of this energy that everyone's working together, but at the same time has their own little, like, desires and needs and mm-hmm. are willing to kind of go against each other. And there's almost a romantic element between Eddie and Susie, but they never really go there. But there's like a building block there that I was kind of like interested to see, like, how far are they going to take this? And really the show is, you know, the whole idea of the gentleman. I mean, you also have, you know, we have, of course, the great Giancarlo in here as someone who's interested in buying this estate. You know,
if you need a suave and debonair and friendly guy with ulterior motives, he's your guy.
He is the guy. And really, it's kind of like the show as it's like, you know, yes, Eddie discovers that below his estate is this giant, you know, weed farm going on. And that's kind of like how they've been really making all this money. It's solely him over the course of the show having to deal with different partners who either want it or fighting off people who want have different, you know, desires to come either kill his brother or do whatever. It's slowly watching him while still being a gentleman.
Accepting this. Kind
of accepting his role of, you know, he's from the military background and he never expected to kind of run anything. He thought his brother would take over. It's like him kind of turning into, like, he's really good at kind of running this criminal organization. And I love how the characters kind of, over the course of the series, were like, no, you're actually meant for this. You're really good at this. And I thought Theo James, he really ran the show so well. I mean, there is some great action in this. There's, I guess, a great humor. The camera work that I love how Guy Ritchie will, you know, it's stuff like, they'll be driving in a car and the angle of how the car drives and then like they open the door and then it's like the camera's been on the window the whole time, but you're like getting yourself with the ride. There's some great characters too with the weed farm. And the way the show even ended, I was like, I need like five more seasons of this.
Yeah.
Like, there's so much they could go with this. I love how it's shot. Like it's all, you know, mostly shot up in England and it's just a lot of great characters. And I think, having only seen the film the one time, I don't remember it very well, but this kind of reintroduced me to this world, and there's so many great actors in this, and it's just so fun to watch that I'm like, yeah, I can easily see them going for it. Hasn't been set up yet. The show just came out, so sometimes Netflix takes a little time. I hope Guy Ritchie would do it on the season, because this is a lot of fun, and even when they kind of left off, it's like, okay, now we're at a turning point. We need now season two, you know. But this was a blast. I had a lot of fun with this show.
Yeah, I agree. I thought the music, again, like you said, the cinematography, Guy Ritchie does this very well. And I think just like I've seen the movie many times, so I know it very well. So for me, I thought this was definitely a great addition to that universe and had the vibe and the humor of that. My one thing about it was if this is just a one-off, I get kind of what they were doing, but I would have liked more of an overarching thing with certain some of the bad guys they kind of face. I would have liked a little bit more kind of with that. I feel like some of it was a little rushed at times, but I think that's kind of the nature of the beast. It is a very fast-paced thing, and you've got a the dialogue's very snappy, very quick, so it is very, very well done. And I do like these cuts when, like, they'll say, oh, Stanley Johnson, Stanley with a T, you know. And so these little moments I thought was really good.
Very,
but they
very British.
Yeah exactly. But they leave it on a very good note that they could either end it or go anywhere with it. And I would see Guy Ritchie at least, you know, another 2-3 seasons more, because they could do so much with it if they wanted to tie it in to the movie, maybe have some of the characters back, because I would love to have Hugh Grant in the series, and he's been doing a lot with TV lately, so I could see him coming to this. But yeah, overall, really enjoyed it, and I would love to see more of this world. But For my money, I'm going to give The Gentleman a solid, I'm going to give it a solid 8 out of 10.
I'm going to be a little more generous, give it 8.5 out of 10.
Yeah.
I think it's just, yeah, it's a fun show. Also, we added, like, the music choices and, like, the editing. Yeah, it's very fast-paced. And, yeah, they do this thing where it's kind of, like, handwritten notes on the screen throughout the whole show. And you do have to kind of be paying attention because, again, you're trying to remember who's working for who knows who. And, again, these little, like, these moments where some of these characters turn on each other.
Yeah.
But it's not fully turning, like, to the point where they want someone dead. It's just, like, for money or for an advantage. So it is one you have to be a little more focused than, like, you know, their shows.
Casual watch. Kind of like casual watch, yeah.
Be, you know, checked in a little bit. You got to be a little focused. But I think for the plot, the characters, the music, everything, I think you're going to have a good time. So we'll see what happens with The Gentleman. Don't know if it's due to get a second season or not, but we will see. I think it's a great cast, so it's highly possible. But you can continue to watch all 8 episodes of The Gentleman on Netflix. That was this edition of Potential Picks.
Thanks for listening to The Potential Podcast. You can follow us on Instagram and Facebook at The Potential Podcast or on Twitter at The Potential Pod.
Or you can email us. Send us your positive feedback and thoughts, suggestions, and more through our email, thepotentialpodcast@yahoo.com.
I'm your host, Chris Dewar.
And I'm your host, Taylor Sokol.
Stay tuned for more episodes on pop culture,
entertainment,
and nerdom. And remember,
know your potential.